This program is sponsored by Walter Anderson Nursery.
If you have a green thumb or have always wanted one, then get ready for Garden Talk by Walter Anderson Nursery, hosted by Ken Anderson, along with David Ross, Mark Mahady, and George Allman. Garden Talk aims to introduce new ideas, help solve problems, and keep you up to date on the latest developments in the nursery and landscaping industry. Call in now with your gardening questions. 888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Now, here are your Garden Talk hosts, Ken, David, Mark, and George.
And good morning, San Diego. You are listening to Garden Talk here on AM 1170 KCBQ and K-Praise. I am David Ross, along with Ken Anderson, Mark Mahady, and George Allman. We're kind of out of order this morning because you're listening to me talk, and we are all here. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are we? I mean, Kenny, we know how you are.
Well, complete a sentence.
I can talk for brief instances.
Okay.
That's good enough, because usually you get words of wisdom anyway. So.
And those should be in brief sentences.
Correct.
You get your words of wisdom in, get out, and move on.
Yeah.
Just like Dr. Charles Emerson Winchester III. I do it.
Meatballs.
I do it well, and then I move on.
Yes.
I don't rush. Good morning, San Diego. I think you are here to join us for an approximate hour of garden chat, talk,
correct. Whatever,
weather,
whatever you want to call
moon
it.
Phases, clouds, and whatever else.
Rain? What's going on with that?
I think it could happen again.
I ripped the roof off. Ripped the roof off of.
Easy for you to say.
I just
Mark.
Told them that Ken can't complete the sentence.
Well, on a good day, I barely can complete.
That's going to make the Biden reel. Go ahead.
Exactly, but I ripped the roof off the back room, so my guess is it will rain.
It will rain.
It will rain in July.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you doing that. I did not wash my car this week. I'm expecting it.
When was the last time you actually washed your car? Seriously.
That I washed it?
Well, never.
I drove through the Costco car wash this.
Okay. They have.
Within the last
Costco
week.
Costco has a car wash?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Cowboy does.
It's a good deal.
It's a hell of a deal. Yeah.
As long as you remember your receipt when you go away from the gas pump.
What is that supposed to mean? Oh, you have to bring it.
Well, you have to take it if you pay for it there.
Oh, I understand.
I never take my receipt, so.
I didn't know Costco even did that.
It's wonderful. It's very exciting. Good morning. That's our garden talk for the day. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back again next week. Classes this week?
Classes this week.
Oh, wait. We didn't get done with the weather. I thought it was going to rain day before yesterday.
It felt like it. I thought it was going to as
well. The clouds were coming over.
Right. Oh, Thursday?
We did get a flash
Thursday
flood
evening?
Warning.
It was crazy.
Yeah. But it didn't make it to us. It just went over the desert.
It was all over the desert.
But these last couple of days, it's been much cooler, much nicer with the overcast. And it's supposed to start today and increase over the next couple of days. So hopefully we'll get a few sprinkles.
Yeah, now that I ripped my roof off, is that what you're hoping for rain now? Okay.
I see
how you work.
I was hoping for rain before I knew you ripped your roof off.
Okay. It's all good.
We could use the rain, Mark.
No,
this
absolutely.
This isn't just about you.
Well, that's why I ripped the roof off. I was doing
for
it for
us.
You.
That's what I thought. Gosh.
What a kind man.
And when I say you, I mean you.
Not everybody?
Not the broader you, not the San Diego County.
I just want you to be happy, Dave.
Thank you very much. I think this was Garden Talk, right?
Yes. Let's talk about
rain.
Brought
rain,
to us by Walter
rain,
Anderson Nursery.
Rain is important to gardening.
It is. It is. And I was thinking this morning, I went down to let out my chickens. And the neighbor's horse got up, and I was looking at the dust in my flashlight beam thinking, we could really use some rain to knock down the dust. So I was thinking about me, Mark, and not you, which
okay.
we already established.
Yeah, no, I don't have a problem with that.
Classes? Are there any classes this morning at Walter Anderson Nursery in San Diego and Poway?
There are classes. This is our third week back in the saddle of teaching classes. And today in San Diego, cool. Mark, you guys have...
shade plants. Should be interesting. I think Jim's doing the
right?
class. Yeah, Jim. Mm-hmm. Very knowledgeable
what
man.
What time is that?
9:00.
Come early, right? You always say come early for yours.
Typically, yeah, because our parking lot's a little bit
smaller.
Suspect.
Yeah, a little smaller.
Yeah.
Little
Not
smaller.
As spacious.
Correct.
Right.
A little less spacious. And George, is there a garden class in Poway today?
There's a garden class in Poway at 09:30.
And then
that'd
for
be
those
9:30
of you,
for you guys, me? Right?
Thank you.
And that'll be me. I'm teaching organic insect controls.
I'm still waiting for lore. That will come up at some time,
I think,
right?
I think we talked about August for that.
Okay. So what is organic insect controls about?
About using pesticides that are a little bit more friendly to your garden and beneficials, less harmful and natural.
Because if it's organic, it's good, and if it's not, it's bad?
Not necessarily.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely not.
Still kills.
Still kills, still can be dangerous, absolutely. We'll talk about that.
Read and follow all label directions carefully regardless.
We have that up there in honor of you, actually. The EPA guidance.
That's very nice. Is there anything else going on? We done here? We can
go home?
Done
with that for today's classes.
All right. It has been an interesting and warm week, has it not?
Yes.
Have we done anything about irrigation, or what have you done to help take care of what is hot out there? Anything? Have you changed any habits? Or
I haven't really. I mean, I watered a little bit more, I guess, but short of that, I mean, most everything I have is in containers. But no, I mean, really, things haven't changed too much for me.
I had an interesting conversation with a gentleman yesterday who brought in a container. And as it turns out, the visit was precipitated by a discussion, a home discussion between a couple.
Yeah, somebody who's wrong and somebody who's right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they needed a mediator. Yeah. And as we discussed this, because he had taken over the watering in his yard.
Big mistake.
And now there's some rot going on, and there's this and there's that, and some of it looks better, and here's the pictures. And then she needed to tell me her side of the story and how it was supposed to be, and I was supposed to figure this all out. But before we were all done, I was shown this sample plant that had some discoloration on it, and I suggested that I would cut that off. And the discussion turned to profits, and that the only reason to cut that off was to make it look good so it could sell, and it would cause the plant pain, and there is lots of information on that, and that I shouldn't be cutting it off because it is going to prematurely take from the plant that leaf and cause it pain. Have you heard that before?
I heard it yesterday as I was walking past. I didn't know where that conversation started or where it was
that's
going.
New to me.
I don't know. I would have reacted probably the same way you did. Just keep your mouth shut and move on.
Well, that's
what most people would do. Yeah.
That is not how I would normally do it. However, I did.
You did well.
George stand behind pinching you or something?
No, I was looking for George because he was telling me about a show he had just seen.
I shared it with all of
you.
I did watch.
What was it called?
I think it was called Amazing Plants, and it was about some experiments that were conducted, a variety of experiments conducted, but for this particular one, they took a electrical signals off of plants and then cut them or burned them or something to see what kind of reaction. And there was some stimulation via electrical signal, but it was, I don't think it had anything to do with feelings.
Well, and the daughter, I accept that. There are reactions, but that doesn't mean it's the same reaction that you or I would have. But what, the daughter thing, the plant daughter, D-O-D-D-E-R, not D-A-U-G-H-T-E-R.
Well, yes.
And that is that orange parasite that we see out in the East County this time of the year, covering up the native plants.
Right.
But what did...
Oh, yeah, in that documentary, it indicated that that particular plant perhaps finds the plant that it's attracted to or wants to go to via smell. Because it showed they did an experiment where they took some pheromones off of a tomato plant, I believe, and they isolated a tomato plant, and then they put the pheromone in like a little clay pot, and the daughter came up. And with high-speed photography, they tracked it, and it like leaned towards one way and then went to the right where this clay pot was with the pheromone, and it attracted to that, though there was no plant there.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it was very interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Huh.
It is amazing what they can and do. He was concerned about us prematurely removing leaves and then the energy from those leaves not going back in and sustaining the plant and it not getting what it needs because of this. But I would think, since most plants in our environment are under our supervision, so we are providing a little extra food or a little extra water, that even if that were the case, that it may not be relevant because we're going to supply the extra. Anybody care to opine? And then
we talked about it afterwards a little bit. You know, there are benefits to pruning trees, whether it's aesthetically because you've got a branch in your way, or because of fruit production, you benefit from.
There's all sorts of
reasons.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but I to go back to the main point, I did kind of keep my mouth shut for about the first 10 minutes, and I was the second person into the conversation, and then I figured we had. As much time as we needed to spend.
I was supposed to help that person. I was doing something on the phone, and you came out and said, "Oh, I'll get it." I'm very grateful that you took that, and
I'll
help
you. We have to watch out for each other and help out. And honestly, I'd prefer that the life was taken from me in that kind of a situation rather than one of my coworkers, because I can adapt to it better.
You've been around a lot longer.
That's
you can
exactly
handle
it
better. Yeah.
You've been very quiet about this, Ken. Is it because you don't want to cough?
It's because I can't talk.
Okay. You know, so. All right. Well, that's good. I mean, it's not good. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't, because I can't believe you brought that up on air. That wasn't
No.
No. Okay, good. Good. If you have something you would like to bring up on air, give us a call at 888-344-1170. Is that the right number? Oh, just like Harry did. But we are not going to go talk to Harry right now, are we? Isn't it about time for us to...
You got about 2.5 minutes.
Oh, well, then let's go talk to Harry in Fallbrook.
Yeah, we'll
good morning, Harry.
Harry. Yeah.
Let's talk about pruning.
Yeah, let's talk about pruning Bougainvillea. What I encountered is that when you prune a Bougainvillea, it doesn't like it. And it shows it by dying back in certain areas. I was just wondering whether... it's just me, or is that a common thing with Bougainvillea?
I think that is not a common thing with Bougainvillea. Usually when you cut those back, they will sprout out from below where you cut
right.
them. So if it is dying back below that, there's another problem going on.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I would say, too.
Yeah, especially if it's an established plant.
Correct.
They'll usually just come back.
Yeah, with the vengeance.
You lose flower and you lose bracts for a while, so you don't get the color. You're just going to get foliage after that. But usually they'll come right back.
Yeah, agreed.
Okay, I find that it just shocks the plant and it dies back in certain areas. But it takes a while. I just thought maybe you might experience the same thing. Maybe not.
No, we... have a lot of experience between us all with cutting them back and customers who cut them back. And as a rule, they come out fine. I have seen instances where new growth will come out and turn brown and die back on them, but that's not because they were cut back. That is a result of something else. And I don't know if that's what you're experiencing or if it is indeed something else.
What is it? What is it a result of then?
Well, it could be many different cultural things. It could be a lack of water. It could be excess. It could be a fertilizer burn. It could be a spray burn. There's environmental factors. Just because something dies back does not necessarily have to come back and tie back to you. It could, but it doesn't necessarily. It's probably something else cultural.
Okay. Thank you.
You know, it's funny. This morning I saw...
Thanks for the call, Harry.
Thank you. Tom Perkins, his picture of the day was a Bougainvillea flower, the tiny little white flower inside of those beautiful bracts. And most people don't.
Yeah, that's
right. They think the bracts
attention.
Are the flowers.
Right,
now, Capri has a ton of Bougainvillea around her property. I mean, 15 maybe or more, and they get pruned back once or twice a year. And we've not to have any issues now.
Okay.
And if you stress them, they bloom much better.
Oh, yeah.
And so we water them about once a month, and they are just blooming like crazy.
And those are in the ground.
In the ground, well established.
They don't need much once they're established, but they certainly need, I think, more than most people think to get them to that point. If you would like to give us a call, the phone number here is 888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. You're listening to Garden Talk on AM 1170 and KPRZ. We'll be back with more right after this.
Get your gardening questions answered by calling 888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. There is more Garden Talk on the way. Welcome back to Garden Talk by Walter Anderson Nursery. Got a gardening question? Call 888-344-1170. 888-344-1170. Now, here's your hosts, Ken Anderson, David Ross, Mark Mahady, and George Allman.
And we and our new music are back.
Oh, we didn't get to Crimson and Clover.
Okay, I'll say it.
Crimson and Clover. I'm not going to sing it because we want to keep the people listening.
Crimson and Clover.
Tommy James and the Shondells.
Yes.
Tommy James.
Wow.
Big fan.
Yeah, good tune.
Welcome back to Garden Talk here on AM 1170 and KPRZ.
What?
I don't know.
Did we throw you off?
You kind of did. You know, things have been very different for the last year, not necessarily in radio, but in the world. And we've had a lot of problems with being able to source citrus and fruit and things like that.
True. How,
however, comma, and almost every day, people ask me when we're expecting this or that. When do you think you'll get it? And a gentleman asked me yesterday, because we didn't have any 5-gallon semi-dwarf Valencia oranges. We only had 15s and 25-gallon. And he said, could you take a guess? I won't hold you to it. And I said, I could take a guess. And it was, I don't know. I really do not know. We get a few things every week, but we don't really know what's going to come until
they tell us. I don't know. I guess they're holding back a little bit just because they don't want to give out. But we've had several.
But probably over the last month, the selection
has gotten better.
We've gotten better.
Yeah.
And if you'd asked me a week ago when the next time was we would have gem avocados, I would have told you probably not till next year. Because I've been assured we won't have any till
next year.
However,
until they came in,
I got a phone call this week, and we have gem avocados at both stores, and they look nice. They're good-sized trees, 5-gallon gem avocados. Why is that special, George?
Well, they're a little bit rare. They are much like a Haas. Haas does bear alternately, so you get a big crop and then a small crop the following year, and the gem tends to be more reliable with pretty much the same size crop each year. So if you're growing commercially, you'll have a larger inventory of avocados each year. The fruit's about the same. When you cut it, it doesn't oxidize as quickly as a Haas does.
Which means
it doesn't turn brown and icky looking. That's the correct. Is that the correct term?
That
icky?
Is icky.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's the correct phrase.
But icky, yes.
And gem stands for, do you know what it is, Mark?
No, I do not.
It's a Gray E. Martin, and he was one of the guys that was part of the selection when they were developing this at the University of California. I think Riverside, I could be wrong there.
Interesting. I did not know that.
I thought it was George Michael.
So close.
Gray E. Martin?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's been a very popular avocado. We got a bunch in about a year ago. And
I've heard good things, but...
And it's supposed to be a smaller growing tree as well,
smaller,
is it not?
Smaller tree, slightly smaller.
And more productive at a younger age?
Highly productive, yep.
So we have a limited number, and I don't expect any more this year at each store. So they came in yesterday, and with a bunch of other varieties of avocados, we have more variety of avocado right now than we've had in the last year. Generally on the smaller side, 5 gallons, most of them, but I think both stores have
you want them.
Carmen's and some of the Mexicolas and the Haas Fuerte. I don't know. Do you guys have any reeds? Because I know we got in a few nice looking reeds, too.
I don't think we have any reeds.
I may not have sent any of those down.
I know.
Or I may have sent five. I may have sent you five. We didn't get that many. But the one we did get the most of was the George Michael.
Gray E. Martin.
Gray E. Martin.
Martin, yes. My favorite Martin.
Good.
That was a TV show, right?
On a side note, to keep avocados from oxidizing, I don't even know where Blake came up with this, but if you don't, if you have a half of an avocado that you're not going to use right away, get a bowl, put about 1/4 to 3/8 inch of water in it, and just put it in upside down, and it seals it off from the air, and it won't oxidize.
Really?
Yeah, works very well.
You could put a little lemon juice in that water too, and then add some flavors.
I'm not much of an avocado guy. I mean, I like a good guac, but I mean,
I love avocados.
Yeah. And that was my dinner last night. Yeah. Avocado toast, essentially.
Avocado toast?
Yeah. I mean,
When did you become hip?
I make toast and I put an avocado on it. I sometimes
avocado toast.
No, if you go and get, you've got all kinds of oils and spices. It's avocados.
It's like guacamole on toast.
Without all the extra seasonings. Mm. Maybe some black pepper and garlic.
Without all the hipster?
Without the hipster, yeah.
All right. I don't know how I'm expected to perform here with that kind of information coming out.
Where do I go from here?
I take my avocados and just take some Saran and smoosh it over.
You can do that too.
It and then I don't have this bowl, and I don't have to wash a bowl. I like the idea.
Or you can get one of these gem avocados, and it may not oxidize as quickly, and you won't have to worry about it.
True.
Agreed. Okay. But there are no semi-dwarf Valencia oranges in the store right now, just in case you were wondering.
Well, you know, you go out and look at the Valencia orange stock that we, or the Valencia orange, the semi-dwarf citrus stock that we have right now. The semi-dwarf citrus bed is full. But
it is.
But it's not very deep.
Not as many varieties.
Not nearly as many varieties as we usually have.
Correct.
But we did get in a couple of blood oranges.
Yeah, I was,
and they look
say.
Good. The Turaco and Sanguinelli blood oranges. Typically, it's the Moro that's generally available. At this time, we have a couple of others.
We were talking about that, you and I, because I think I have to get one of those two.
You just got a Sanguinelli, correct?
No, I have a Moro that we put in.
Oh,
a while
back. Didn't you have the Sanguinelli? Or were you pointing out somebody else's Sanguinelli saying, I need one of those?
I think that was what you heard. Yeah.
Okay. There was a gorgeous Sanguinelli that I saw on somebody's cart come up. What is nice now is as we are getting the inventory in, it's not tiny. It's up to size and
the way it used to be.
Yes.
Yeah, more like, yeah.
Yes.
What's your take on blood oranges as far as the coastal? I mean, do you think they need more heat than, I mean, just?
I do. I think the most colorful blood orange that we have is the Moro.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not a huge fan, flavor-wise.
Yeah.
It's kind of boring. But there are a lot of people in this town that swear by a Moro blood orange. Do you swear by it?
I like it. I don't think I swear by it. I do like them.
You do
but
like
them.
But
then I like most every piece of citrus, so.
I remember, it's been a long, long time ago, but we used to get blood oranges at OB People's Food Co-op.
Okay.
And those were some of the sweetest oranges I've ever had in my life. I don't know what variety they were, but they were really, really good.
Growing up.
And really red.
Right.
Growing up, we have one. It was still there with my folks' house, just a tiny bit of red in it, just a little flecks. And I assumed it was a Turaco, but I have no idea what actual variety it is. It just had little spots of red in it. And it's still my mom's favorite orange, whether it's any good or not in her mind.
The
it's the best
it
orange
matter,
out
yeah.
there. And there's never been any orange like it, nor will there ever be. So I'm okay with that. See, I'm learning. As I get older, on occasion, I can keep my mouth shut.
You can be trained.
Yeah, slowly.
The old dog.
You know, just briefly, speaking of citrus, have you encountered a lot of citrus leaf miner this year?
I don't know that
I don't think I have.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I've had some showing up on a couple of mine, seeing some early evidence of it. So I went out and hosed them off again with Captain Jack's.
You seem to be using a lot of Captain Jack's
lately. I have been using a lot of it lately. But and it's funny because I typically don't.
You have read the label about how often you can use that.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
just
six
making
times.
Sure.
Six times.
On citrus.
Yeah.
The reason I ask is we have, I think, 6 or 7 traps out or 5 or 6. There's an odd number of traps on a fair amount of citrus. And they're all doing fairly well except the Wikiwa. And the Wikiwa leaves are just inundated with citrus leaf miner.
Do your other varieties have new growth on them? Does the Wikiwa have more new growth, which is the more susceptible?
Right, no, they all have some new growth, and I just haven't noticed any significant citrus leaf miner as compared to the Wikiwa.
Have you been out there picking and rubbing the
No, I'm getting ready to spray with some Captain Jacks probably this weekend. Maybe I'll listen to the organic insect control and see what might be the best solution.
That's a good idea.
That.
Where can you learn about organic insect control?
I think today at 9:30 in Poway.
At Walter Anderson Nursery in Poway?
Yes.
And who's going to do that?
I'll find a guy. Somebody will do it.
That's a good idea. I think that you would learn about that. I like going out and rubbing the little pieces off and getting
and
rid
destroying.
Of them that way. Yeah.
Do you harm the leaves in any way doing that?
Sometimes. Because they are tender, new, young leaves, and they are a little more susceptible to that. But they do generally come out pretty easily if there's not too many of them.
It looks horrid.
Did you put out traps?
That's what I was saying. There's 5 or 6 or 7 traps out there.
And yeah, still, see, I had traps out too, and I didn't get much in the trap.
I was very surprised this year because usually I see that. I mean, I use the traps for two things. One, obviously, it captures the male, so it reduces the chances of pregnant females flying around, reduces it. But the other thing is it's a visual. You can look inside and you see all the specks going. I should probably go out there and spray.
That's exactly what I tell people.
Yeah, because you can spray insecticidal soap, horticultural, and all that will kill the moth when it's bantering around all over your plants.
Now, you know that the Wikiwa, which
has
is
ugly leaves to begin with.
Yes.
I do recognize that.
They are malformed to begin with. That is the nature of the beast.
There's a difference. But, and what is a Wikiwa?
It's a Tangelolo, don't you know?
It is. It's a cross between a grapefruit and a Tangelolo. Angelolo. It's a delicious piece of fruit. But going back, there's a difference between an ugly leaf and a leaf miner trail through
every
piece.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're just making sure.
Yeah. We're good on that one. Okay. I'm going to bring those leaves in today when I come to teach that class. I'll show you.
All right. I'll be looking forward to that. I have not had very much leaf miner, but I think it might also be partially due to the fact that I don't have a lot of new growth on most of my trees. And I did notice one of my trees has a lot of new growth on it, and I haven't bothered to go get up close and personal to see if the
They're
leaf
there.
Miners are in there, but they probably are. And I did have a customer come in this week with a leaf miner infected leaf. But it was already at the brown burned out stage, which usually doesn't happen until later in the summer. And she swore to me that it was from this year's new growth, which was unusual. And I don't know if that is real or just a perception. I'm not sure. But we will investigate it a little bit more in a little bit. If you would like to participate and give us a call, the phone number here is 888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. You are listening to Garden Talk on AM 1170 and KPRZ North County. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Get your gardening questions answered by calling 888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. There is more Garden Talk on the way. Welcome back to Garden Talk by Walter Anderson Nursery. Got a gardening question? Call 888-344-1170. 888-344-1170. Now, here's your hosts, Ken Anderson, David Ross, Mark Mahady, and George Allman.
And we are back with more Garden Talk here on AM 1170 and KPRZ North County. I am David Ross, along with Ken Anderson, Mark Mahady, and George Almond. We are...
I don't think there's a D at the end of George.
No, there
isn't.
There's
not. No.
There isn't. But there was today. Just now.
just now.
This one moment. I normally know that your name doesn't have a D on it.
You were thinking of the lyrics. You were going to jump in and sing on that song.
I was, and it just threw me off.
Roger McGuinn and the Birds.
Wanted to make sure everybody knew that all four of us were here. Our quartet is back in service, and unfortunately, Ken is just not wanting to complete sentences today, right?
Yeah.
Just one word.
I was going to let him answer that.
Yes,
and he did. Very well. If you want to give us a call, in case you did not hear the wonderful job that the announcer did in the break. The number here is 888-344-1170 if you have any questions about water, plants, things that are going on in your yard, garden, or that you happen to pass driving down the road. Give us a call. When we went into the break, what were we? Oh, we were talking about citrus leaf miner and what it is doing to George's wikiwa.
Which is it's a relatively new plant for me. It's a 15-gallon. It's still in the pot because we haven't decided exactly where it's going to go in the ground. But it's thriving.
That is the David Ross method of gardening.
It is.
Just keep it in the pot until it croaks, and then you don't have to worry about it.
That said, I purchased a jacaranda, the bonsai blue, the dwarf.
Yes, sir.
On Wednesday, and it was in the ground Wednesday about an hour after I brought it home.
Okay, so that makes it okay that the wikiwa has still not been planted?
I was just pointing that I'm not fully a David Ross gardener.
You're still aspiring. You're still working on it.
Something's sitting in a pot a while. Most things go in the ground.
Monrovia is doing the bonsai blue as a tree now, too.
Yeah,
it is.
Patio
tree. Yeah. But it's much like a crepe myrtle. If you don't maintain it as a tree, you will have a shrub.
Right.
Now, what is a bonsai blue? Is that a little bonsai plant?
It's a dwarf jacaranda that looks like a jacaranda in all ways, but it only gets to be about 12 feet tall.
That would be very nice in many garden situations to have a jacaranda.
I have a multi-trunk one in my front yard, and I don't think any of the trunks are over 6 feet tall, and it's in bloom. This was actually a really good year for jacaranda bloom in general, and I think it was because it was a relatively dry year last year, at least as far as the landscape, ones that are just out in general landscape. Just like bougainvilleas, if you stress them out during the dry season, they'll flourish and flower like crazy when the season comes around.
That must be why I'm blooming so well right now, because I'm stressed out. So it's bringing out the best in my something or another. In addition to the beautiful flowers on the bonsai blue jacaranda, the dwarf jacarandas, the foliage looks so nice. It looks like a fern.
It does look like a fern.
When you look at the plant without the blooms, it looks like a really nice fern. Mm-hmm. And somebody saw that at the nursery and said, oh, this is great. I need something for my shade garden, because they thought it was a fern. But it'd probably be better out where it got some sun.
Correct.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of that plant, is it bonsai blue or is it bonsai blue? I think it is actually bonsai blue.
I believe it to be
too. B-A-N-Z-A-I.
I can't pronounce anything wrong, so I don't know.
Oh, that's going to – we did this once before with that word. We can do it again. That'll be fun. And while we are going up to Lakeside. We don't go up to Lakeside. We go out to Lakeside. We're going to get an avocado question from Mona. One of these gentlemen around me will look up the jacaranda from Monrovia and see what its actual name is. Good morning, Mona.
Yes, good morning. I'm interested in the gem avocado you were talking about. Do gophers eat avocado roots?
Yes.
However, they do.
However, I've had very little issue with gophers in my avocados. They seem to like to go to most other plants first.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, this avocado tree would be planted where there are no other plants. Hmm.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be, I don't think it'd be an issue unless you do have a lot of gophers there, and then I guess I would put it in a gopher basket.
Start it out, in the best manner you can by starting with a gopher basket.
Yeah.
That'll minimize the gopher damage
basket
early on.
Is the gopher basket something I can purchase, or do I need to make it?
No, you can purchase them.
They're ready to go. We have them preformed for whatever size container you want, or you could make a huge error in life and go buy a big roll of it of the hardware cloth and cut it up yourself.
No. And then get cut.
It's awful. I did it twice. I did my first three trees I planted at my house that way, and I
okay. That so was you it. Do have a gopher basket.
Yes,
now,
we do.
How soon can I expect an avocado?
I'm going to defer to you on that, George.
I would
couple of years.
A lot in 2 to 3 years, but a few in a year or two. And then if you take good care of it, they will begin producing maybe a couple of avocados next year, and some would dissuade you from letting those ripen.
Correct. But
would you?
No.
Are you guys removers?
No, I'm not a remover. No.
Nor am I.
I'd say you get a few the first year. And third year and beyond is when you really become productive.
Yes.
Okay. Now, is it a self-pollinated tree?
Yes.
All avocados are self-pollinating. However, you increase production by having the opposite type flower available. And a gem is an A-type flower. So if your neighbors have a Zutano or a Fourth Day or a Kona Charlotte, you increase your production.
My neighbors have a Haas.
And this is the same flower type as the Haas. So you would want a different variety to help. Is the Reed is an A as well, is it not?
I believe so.
So you want a Fuerte or a Zutano or a, is it Bacon?
Surprise, Kona Charwell.
Are all different B-type avocados that would be better to have around it, and you will get more fruit, but they are self-fruitful.
Do you carry the bacon? Do you have bacons in right now?
We did just get some in, yes. We have some of those as well.
Good. I thought there were some Zutanos out there, too.
We got those.
How big does the gem get?
I was going to say it's a little smaller than a Haas.
Yes, than a Haas. So probably between, around 15 feet or so, unless the gophers get to it, then it won't get near that big. That was a joke. Yeah. I was kidding, Mona. Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate the laughter. Yeah. Thank you very much. I don't think it gets quite as big as some of the, as a Fuerte or a Haas. I think that was one of the other, more fruit in a smaller space. One of the other attributes.
And the Poway store has some.
Yes, both the San Diego and Poway stores have some. I made sure they got down there yesterday. I did not watch them come off the truck, but to the best of my knowledge and understanding,
I'll take your word for it.
All right. Either way, you can come out the 67 and visit us, or you can take the 67 to the 8 and go the other direction.
Yeah. I go 67, right. And how much are they?
They are $49.99 for the 5-gallon. Most of the other avocados are a little less. The gems are about $10 more than the other varieties.
Yeah. Okay. Real good. Okay.
All right, Mona. Thank you very much for the call.
You've answered all my questions. I certainly enjoy your program.
Thanks very much for the call.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I guess I should have told her if she wanted to pick them up at the San Diego store, she can pick them up every day of the week between 8 and 5.
That is correct.
And if she wants to come out to Poway, she can pick them up every day of the week from 9 until 5.
Does that include Sundays?
Yes, it does. For those of you who are wondering about George, he does know that every day of the week does include Sundays, but sometimes after you tell somebody every day of the week, they still ask if that includes the weekends. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Absolutely true.
The reason I was hesitant on the Haas size is that, on the gem size, when I was looking, it spoke a great deal about the fruit size being slightly larger than the avocado, the Haas avocado, but nowhere did it give a lot of detail on the actual size of the tree. So that's why I was hesitant.
Yeah.
I gotcha. And I appreciate you not just opining if you did not know. And I think that's why people listen to us here at Garden Talk on Garden Talk Radio, because they know that most of the time we'll give them good information.
Usually,
if you want to give us a call, the phone number here is 888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. I guess I could say Mona's going off of the air opens up another phone line if you want to get in before the end of the hour.
Well, and speaking of information, it is actually Bonsai Blue, B-O-N-S-A-I. It's not
Bonsai.
It's not B-A-N-Z-A-I.
I appreciate your correcting your correction. And again, that is why we are here, to promote proper information. I brought in some Anna apples that I had harvested this morning.
And I've enjoyed at least, two of them.
Well, it looks more like one and a half. I don't want to eat it on the air,
but you know.
Oh, okay. And it's kind of funny because the way you're eating it,
looks like
the rats have gotten to it. But I was pretty sure the one I gave you had no rodent damage.
No, they were perfect. That's all me.
Okay.
All me. I'm a nibbler.
Okay. I guess we could go into corn on the cob and how you eat it. Do you go up and down the rows or do you go around it? But this is very interesting.
Like a typewriter? Like old cartoons?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. Yes, I do typewriter old cartoons.
Yes.
Yep. But you go around? which is why this apple. Anyway, we don't need to go there.
You just said a nibbler, and so speaking of nibbling, Ken, on the cassia we had yesterday, remember the caterpillar?
Yes.
We found some cloudless sulfur butterfly larvae, caterpillars, on our cassia, the popcorn plant.
Okay.
Just munching up all the leaves. We posted it on our Facebook
page.
Good size caterpillar, kind of a good looking caterpillar with some blue markings on it.
You know, while we're talking about the butterflies and caterpillars, do you want to apologize to anybody on the air this morning, George? About what kind of plants the sulfur?
Oh, no. There's no apology necessary.
Are you sure?
I am absolutely sure. We had a discussion yesterday about this butterfly, and David was going back to his youth, remembering going through the Central Valley and seeing tons of
clouds
of sulfur butterflies, and said he knows that they live up there, and asked me what they ate. And I said, I know that they eat this particular plant that we found them on. But I told him I would look and see. He goes, it has to be alfalfa. I said, well, give me a moment and I'll look. And it was alfalfa. But I never said you were wrong.
Well, I think the point of the conversation was for us to take a break and move along. So we will discuss the results of this conversation in just a little bit. If you would like to give us a call, the number here is 888-344-1170. You are listening to Garden Talk here on AM 1170 and KPRZ. We're going to take a break and finish this riveting story when we come back.
Get your gardening questions answered by calling 888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. There is more Garden Talk on the way. Welcome back to Garden Talk by Walter Anderson Nursery. Got a gardening question? Call 888-344-1170. 888-344-1170. Now, here's your hosts, Ken Anderson, David Ross, Mark Mahady, and George Allman.
We pulled in just behind the bridge. He lays her down. He frowns. Gee, my life's a funny thing. Am I still too young? He kissed the van on there.
And we are back with more Garden Talk here on AM 1170, KCBQ, and KPRZ. I did not want to come back. I wanted to listen to David Bowie. I miss Mr. Bowie. What's the horticultural tie?
I don't even remember. I think it was just a good opening.
It is a great opening. I like David Bowie, so it's okay. So before we went into the break, George and I were having a little spat, but we came to terms.
We've gone through counseling.
Reconciled during the break. So at the time, I was thinking he was telling. Well, anyway. It was alfalfa. It was a proper memory.
We don't need my
sister to call and tell me I was wrong and then call me back later and say, oh, well, you were right. We can just let it go. Let us go out to Coronado where Christine, I think, wants to talk to you, Mark. She has a sap question. She wants to talk to a sap.
Oh.
That's not nice.
That's okay.
Sorry.
I'm ready.
Hi. Good morning, Christine. What's your question?
Well, first of all, I've had lots of nice gardens. I just live around cement now downtown, which I hate. But those purple, beautiful flower trees, real pretty. I don't know what they're called, but they're always planted right where you park, and your car gets that sap all over it, or it's just like hairspray, sticky sidewalk, and like a hairspray all over your car and your windshield. And what's the secret of getting that stuff off? Because there's nowhere else to park.
Well, that is an excellent question, because the jacarandas are gorgeous trees.
They are.
They have been planted all over San Diego. That was the...
Yeah, street trees, yes.
And they are awful to park under. I could not agree with you more.
Yes, that's absolutely the case.
But in order to properly remove the sap and sticky stuff from your car, that sounds more like an auto-talk question.
I was thinking the very same thing.
That's coming up next. Oh, gosh.
He is on his way up right now as we speak. So when we go off the air, we will talk to him, Mr. Bowersock. No S on the end, right?
No.
D in
right.
Almond. Mr. Bowersock. And I will ask him if he could mention during the top of his show, what would be the best way to take that off of there? I know some people who will not park under the jacarandas, and they would walk an extra block or two or three so as not to have to deal with the sap and the flowers and all of that mess.
Love to do that, but I'm a 68-year-old disabled woman in not a great area of downtown, so I park as close to the place as I can. So I'm not walking two or three blocks.
That is prudent. That is prudent. So we will get you that answer. And if we, you know, maybe we could have Brian come in before and answer that question. We will tell you either right before we end the show today, or Brian will tell you at the beginning of Auto Talk what the best way is to do that, okay?
I really appreciate that. And other people would like to know, too. I'll tell them. So I'll put my radio back on after I hang up. But thank you for taking my call.
All righty, Christine. Thank you very much for calling. You stay strong and stay safe and stay away from jacarandas, okay?
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
I really enjoy the jacaranda trees, and my folks have a big one, but it's kind of off on the other side of the pool, so it doesn't
That's where it needs to be.
Mess.
Exactly. And here's the advantage of that little one.
Yeah, it's
it won't get on your car because it's you can't park underneath it. It's too small.
It would drop under the car, so it would just the mess would be run
over. But you would have to watch out for sidewalks because they will stain concrete. Those flowers will stain. You know, the other tree that's really bad to park underneath of? Grevillea robusta.
Oh yeah.
Oh
yes. Dusty.
The amount of leaf drop junk that comes off of that tree.
That is an ugly tree.
See, I think it's a good looking
tree. Oh, I think it's a beautiful background
tree. But it's horrible as far as litter is concerned.
Don't cross your arms at me, young man. Actually, Ken, your dad and I had a discussion about it because when they were in bloom about a month and a half ago, we were talking. He goes, "Oh, I hate those trees. They're ugly. They drop their everything everywhere. The branches break."
There was a big
one. That is all true, right? But except for the ugly part.
There was a big one across the street from my grandparents' house for a long, long time. But that's the other thing that's interesting with Grevillea robusta is it's the source of lacewood, which is a beautiful hardwood, really, really pretty hardwood.
But not the same as a lace bug.
We saw yesterday.
But I also don't think it's a good idea to park under jacarandas. We just took a call. I don't think you heard because you were coming up. And Christine from Coronado lives downtown and wants to know, she loves the jacaranda trees, those beautiful purple trees. But they drop sap and sticky stuff all over her car. So her question was, what's the best way to clean it off of the car? And we deferred to you, Mr. Bowersock. And I don't know if you want to address it as we come into the next show or if you'd like to answer her question right now. And what is the best way to unstick sticky residue from parking under beautiful jacarandas downtown?
Don't park under the tree.
Okay, we suggested that, but she is an elderly lady, and she wants to park as close to her building as possible. So I'm going to let you think about it. That was a beautiful answer. It
makes total sense, but
it was our answer as well.
If you would not mind, when you come into your show, if you would continue our show for a moment, we would appreciate that and let Christine know what your best thought-through answer is. Okay.
She'll be listening.
Be more than happy to.
All right.
Thank you, sir,
very much.
Thank you.
If you want to give us a call and get no information, call 888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. It is such a gorgeous tree, but it is such a messy tree.
Yeah, the amount of between the sap, the leaves, the little flower parts that fall, it's stuck in the sap that falls out of the tree. It can be a real mess.
And then the seed pods later in the year. I used to park under the Tipuana Tipu in the corner of the parking lot at work, and they get that little, there's a sucking insect that gets on it, and so it just drips down the dew all over the windshield of the car.
Yeah.
And then I, turn on the wipers to clear that off so it kind of smears the sticky residue on the windshield. And then I go drive through the Costco car wash.
I was going to say, that's why Mark just learned that today.
That is why I go there. You know, and I've got to go back to they're ugly on the Grevillea robusta.
But when they are in bloom, they're pretty. But after that, it just looks like a tree with a bunch of dead brown stuff all over it. They don't do anything for me.
You know, with that stunning description, I can understand why you won't like it.
That gets to be a huge tree, though.
Yes. They're massive.
They're very tall. You don't want to plant it out under on by your sidewalk.
No, it's no. A, like David said, a background.
Right, there. No, it's exactly and, correct. And but they have some in Claremont, too. It's like,
whomever guided my father on the landscape at his house. And there was a nursery on University Avenue at University and La Mesa Boulevard in La Mesa. I think it was called La Mesa Nursery. I'm not sure. But I think that's where he got his consultation for the house. Up in the background, far away from everything, is a gorgeous Grevillea robusta. And none of its mess came into the yard. It was always
right
up in the back, and now it's about 10 feet thick, but it's not where anybody ever had to go. And the parrots come when the seeds are on there, and they enjoy it. And when it's in bloom, it's gorgeous. And otherwise, it's just a messy background tree, but put in the right place, it's not a problem.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
So I drop my gloves to you, Mr.
So you disagree with Mr. Anderson and myself?
No, I don't disagree with Mr. Anderson. Okay. I'm just disagreeing okay. with you myself. You have been listening to Garden Talk. We have two classes coming up at each Walter, or one at each Walter Anderson Nursery Store. Quickly, they are?
We have Shade Plants with Jim in San Diego. San Diego at 9 o'clock. And then in Poway with myself at 9:30, we'll be doing organic insect control.
Auto Talk with Brian is coming up next, where he is going to answer Christine's question about trees. You've been listening to Garden Talk, and we will be back next week with another hour. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks for joining us on Garden Talk by Walter Anderson Nursery, your source for gardening, landscaping, and horticulture news. Still have a question for the Garden Talk crew or want to learn more about the show, how to become a guest or sponsor? Send an email to askanexpert@walteranderson.com. That's askanexpert@walteranderson.com or visit walteranderson.com. There's more professional gardening advice next week at this same time on Garden Talk by Walter Anderson Nursery.
This program is sponsored by Walter Anderson Nursery.